welcome in to another special podcast right here on Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zaglul, and on today's show, buckle up because we've got lots of NFL talk coming right your way. Our special guest today is a Hall of Fame NFL writer, and because of that, we've got lots of questions to ask him. More specifically, there are questions lingering about the Bears right now. What's the running game going to look like without Jordan Howard? What about the fact that the Bears currently only have two kickers on their roster? And how will Mitchell Trubisky progress in his third year in the NFL? These are all pressing questions, and I think our guest can give us some good insights here today. We'll also talk about Bears 100 and the thought process behind each of the rankings. And later in the interview, we'll reflect on our guest's 40-year career covering the NFL. Now, before we get started, make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zaglul. Today's show is brought to you by Moochie World, where inspiration meets creation. Call 708-247-2100 to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for adults and children. Moochie World, creativity at its finest. And by the Windy City Thunderbolts. Celebrate the team's 20th anniversary season by purchasing tickets today. Call 708-489-2255 for your chance to be a part of history this summer in Crestwood. It's now time for our special guest. He began his sports journalism career in 1980 covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. Just under 40 years later, he's still covering the NFL and the Bears as a senior writer for The Athletic. To this day, he's covered more than 500 NFL games in over 60 stadiums, written a New York Times best-selling book with Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, and was honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2013, winning the prestigious Dick McCann Award. He's also one of 48 members on the Pro Football Hall of Fame Selectors Board, and a contributor to 670 The Score here in Chicago. Please welcome Dan Pompey to the show. Dan, how are you doing today? Thank you for being here on the show.
I'm doing great, John. I appreciate you having me. It's a pleasure to be with you, and always a good time to talk a little football, right?
For sure. And to start today, Dan, let's take a quick look back at what was a memorable 2018 Bears season. Now, by memorable, I mean it in every sense of the word, both good and bad, because the Bears did make the playoffs for the first time since 2010. The defense had a historically great year, and Mitchell Trubisky took some strides into the right direction as a future franchise quarterback. But obviously, when it was all said and done, things didn't quite end the right way. What's your evaluation on what the Bears put together in 2018?
Well, I think it was really a remarkable season when you think about how far they came from the season before, and really just the kind of tar pit that they had been in for a few seasons, really ever since Lovie Smith left. It seemed like they were in a downward spiral they just couldn't get out of. But they had been building towards, I think, a better team a little at a time, and certainly Ryan Pace had been making some smart draft choices and acquisitions, and it seemed like everything kind of came together last season in Matt Nagy's first year. He obviously struck the right tone in a lot of his messaging and a lot of the things that he did strategically, offensively, and Vic Fangio's defense continued to play exceptionally well. And then you add Khalil Mack, you know, on the eve of the season, who is one of the top defensive players in the NFL, and that really kind of put things over the top. So, you know, everything went right for the Bears last year. And the other thing is they stayed healthy, which is something they had not done for many, many seasons. So it was kind of a perfect storm, with the exception of the kicking situation, which obviously cost them in the end in the playoffs.
You know, that being said, speaking of the kicking, right now, since Cody Parkey's been released, the Bears only have two legitimate kickers in camp. And at the moment, neither one has impressed or has become a front runner. What are your impressions on the Bears' kicking situation? And also, as an outside shot, what are the odds that the Bears acquire Robbie Gould before the season begins?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do something at the position, unless one of the kickers that they have currently on the roster really steps it up in the course of training camp. But I kind of think that's been Ryan Pace's philosophy all along, is just to let this thing play out. And I think he feels comfortable that usually there are some kickers out there in the NFL who do shake free at the end of training camp every year that can end up being decent kickers. I think Robbie Gould is a long shot because I don't think the 49ers want to part with him, and I think he's going to cost a lot of money. But, you know, you never say never because you don't really know where things will go in terms of the Bears kicking situation and how desperate they might be and how high a price they might be willing to pay. But I think I don't think it's likely. I do think it's possible anyway that they will end up with a kicker who's not on the roster now.
Dan Pompey here on Sports Talk Chicago. And Dan, another concern that's been floating around about this Bears team is the running game, because they traded away Jordan Howard, who up until last year turned in some quality yearly totals. And to replace Howard, the Bears are relying on a three-headed monster that is Tariq Cohen, Mike Davis, and David Montgomery. Do you think that the running game will operate as smooth as it did when Howard was back there, and how much did his presence mean to the team?
Well, you know, Howard, his performance fell off a little bit last season from what it had been the previous two seasons. I think a lot of the ways that he was being used last season maybe didn't flatter him or work to his best advantage. But he's a good football player, you know, and I just know this. You don't get better getting rid of good football players. So the Bears have to hope that David Montgomery is everything that they think he will be. And so far, so good with him, you know, in the off-season workouts. But the running backs have to prove themselves, obviously, when the pads come on and they're able to go out and hit somebody and get hit. I think it's going to be an interesting position to watch. It was an interesting gamble. I know I spent some time recently in Philadelphia with Doug Peterson, and they're thrilled to have him. They really think that he fits their system exceptionally well, and that he has been a guy who's provided them with everything they want, including a quiet form of leadership.
Who do you expect to receive the lion's share of carries if you had to guess right now on the Bears? Would it be Montgomery, Cohen, or Davis?
I would guess it'd be Montgomery. You know, they invested a pretty high draft pick in him. And I know they think that he has some of the dynamic qualities that maybe Howard doesn't have, and that he's got the ability to impact them in the passing game as well as the running game. So I would think he's the front runner going in, but he's got to go out and earn it, obviously, especially over Davis, who's a veteran. It's not like he's just a throwaway going into training camp.
Now, from a team perspective, what do you expect from the Bears this season? I mean, is their success sustainable from last year? Do you see them advancing further into the playoffs? What are you anticipating from this Bears team to accomplish here in 2019?
Well, look, on paper, you know, they're one of the better teams in the NFL. I think there's two things that are really critical, though, in terms of determining how far they'll go. The first is the continued development of Mitch Trubisky. Because they need him to be more consistently excellent than he was last season. He was in spots outstanding last year, but there were other times when he was below average. And, you know, they need a quarterback to at least play at kind of that B level, you know, on a consistent basis in order to really be one of the top teams in the NFL. They can't have a quarterback who's costing them games, which at times he did last year. And then the other thing that we discussed a little previously is the kicking situation. You know, that's got to get straightened out because you know that there's going to be a handful of games, you know, maybe 5-6 games that are going to come down to whether or not you make the kick at the end. So unless that gets straightened out, you know, I don't think they're going to live up to everyone's hopes. And the other thing is the health. As I mentioned, they were one of the healthiest teams in the league last season and one of the healthier Bears teams that we've seen in many, many years. So the chances of them being as healthy again this year are not good. So I think they have to hope that the injuries that they do sustain are ones that they can overcome, both in terms of the depth that they've acquired, which is pretty good. And then also in terms of where the injuries hit and when they hit, you know, sometimes they clump up on you in a certain area. For instance, you know, several offensive linemen go down at once or, you know, a quarterback and a wide receiver go down. You know, you need to have injuries that are sustainable in terms of where they hit you in on your roster and at what time.
You know, with it being the 2019 season, it will also mark the Bears' 100th anniversary as an NFL franchise. And to commemorate this historic event, you and Don Pearson compiled a top 100 list ranking the best 100 players in team history. Now, before we talk about the controversy and the intrigue of the list itself, take me through the process of putting this together. I mean, how long did it take you and Don to finalize it? How many changes did you guys make before settling on the finished product? Take me through the nuts and bolts of how everything went through in the process of it.
Well, you know, it was part of a book that we did, the Chicago Bears Centennial Scrapbook, which is just out now. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a little story. You know, there had been copies of the book circulating for a couple weeks now. They sold a bunch of them at the Bears 100 celebration in Rosemont a couple weeks ago. But Don Pearson and I had not gotten our copies yet. And finally yesterday, they got some copies in for us. And George McCaskey, the chairman of the Board of Bears, personally drove out to my house and delivered my copy of the book. So I finally got a copy of the book, and it was great to get it. But in terms of the list itself, you know, that was a difficult thing to do, and one that I really, frankly, didn't have a lot of enthusiasm for, because it's so hard to compare players from over 100 years. You're talking about different eras of football. You know, football in the 1920s really is unrecognizable based on the game that we know today. And the league was unrecognizable. I mean, you're talking, you know, they played with nine teams at one point. And, you know, there really was no quarterback position as we know it now. So everything is really different. And then you've got, you know, when you're talking about the 100 players, you're talking about some guys who had long careers, who really contributed over time, like Patrick Manley, the long snapper. Then you've got guys, Khalil Mack, who played for 1 year but had a dynamic impact on his team. So how do you compare those guys? You know, there's a lot of issues like that, that there really is no right answer or right way to approach it. And you just have to kind of try to have some fun with it. Don and I did. We went back and forth many, many times. And, you know, if there were no deadline, I'd probably still be going back and forth on it. You know, the hardest thing was probably the last 20 players because, you know, while we think all of the players – on the list belong, you know, there's probably another 20 or 30 who you could say belong as well. So it was hard to leave some of those guys out, that's for sure.
How did you zone in on number one, picking Walter Payton? I mean, obviously a great pick, something that a lot of people, I think, agree with. But what was the process going from the top five to the top guy? I mean, how did you rank those last five players there?
Yeah, you know, I think that one was one of the easier ones, frankly. I mean, I think you could have named Dick Butkus maybe number one. You could have named Bronco Nagurski number one, maybe Sid Luckman, the guy who won four championships. But, you know, to me, everything that Walter has represented to the franchise, I think, stood out. And I know if you talk to Mike Ditka, he'll tell you that Walter was the greatest Bear. And we talked to Virginia McCaskey. We interviewed her for more than 15 hours for this project. And she thinks Walter was the greatest Bear too. So those are two powerful endorsements, and we were happy to agree with them.
And Dan, finally, before we let you go today, I wanted to move now to your personal career, because I'd mentioned in your bio that you had started covering football in 1980 and since then have put together an illustrious career that's lasted nearly 40 years. How did you become the Hall of Fame writer that you are today?
Well, you know, I guess that's one of those things that just happens over time. And, you know, my career has had a lot of twists and turns. You know, a lot of guys, I think, stay in one place for a long time and they end up building a name that way. It didn't work out that way for me. I kind of jumped around a few times. I had better opportunities at different stages of my career, and I kept moving, and it ended up being good for me because I think it spurred growth. And one of the key things that I think I've tried to embrace over time is change. And, you know, I didn't want to be stuck doing the same thing or writing the same way or the same things over nearly 40 years. And I think, you know, evolution is key in terms of remaining relevant. And, you know, I love where my career is at right now. I love writing long form stories, which is what I mostly do. And, you know, I've enjoyed every stage of it, and I've worked with great people and had, you know, wonderful opportunities from many, many people helping me out throughout the years. So I'm very grateful. I feel very blessed to have lasted this long in a business where it's not always easy to age gracefully. And I look forward to quite a few more years, hopefully.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining me here today. Great interview, and hope to have you on again soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
What an honor it was to welcome Dan Pompey to the show as we talk with him about some pressing Chicago Bears news, the Chicago Bears Top 100, plus his amazing journalism career. And as I had alluded to during the interview, Dan's been around the game for nearly 40 years. It's an impressive career, a Hall of Fame career at that. So you know exactly what Dan brings to the table. I trust him when it comes to Bears news and news around the NFL more than anyone. So I truly appreciate him making time throughout his busy schedule to come on the show today. And as always, I appreciate his insights and his expertise on some Chicago Bears football. Well, that does it for us here at Sports Talk Chicago. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Chi-Talk Sports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluel. Also, make sure to subscribe to the website. You can find the subscription box on the homepage of the site. Simply type in your email, click yes on the confirmation email, and from there, you'll be subscribed. You'll receive every new podcast and article directly to your email. And remember, Sports Talk Chicago is now on iTunes and Google Play. Simply search Sports Talk Chicago, and every podcast from the 2018-19 calendar year is now available. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and/or write a review. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening to today's show, and have a great day.